If there's one thing I've learned, and I can tell you this, I know this for sure, when this process of planning is done right and implemented with buy-in from the entire team, you can't help but get to your objectives. You can't help but win. Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm Morris Sims, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. Are you working as hard as you can, putting in just as many hours as you possibly can, but your income and your business, well, it just doesn't seem to be improving the way you want it to. It's just not growing as fast as you'd like. Well, I help business owners like yourself become more efficient with running their business and more effective at making sales. Because when you do both of those things, then your gross revenue goes up. And when that happens, everything else comes into play. Who am I to help you with this? Well, I've been a successful sales professional. I've trained professional salespeople, and I've led the development department that trained over 12,000 salespeople with a staff of over 200 all across the country. I started my career barely breaking $25,000 a year, and if I was lucky, I could get 1 or 2 weeks off. I retired earning almost $500,000 a year, taking at least 5 weeks off every year. I can help you get your business to where you want it to be. On this show, our guest and I are going to share some practical ideas with you to help you grow your business and see more of that revenue become income for you and your family. I'm here to help you. So let's get this show started. When it comes to operating businesses, I've been facilitating annual and monthly planning meetings for my business and others for over 40 years. 40 years. Golly, that just really is something else, isn't it? If there's one thing I've learned, I can tell you this, I know this for sure. When this process of planning is done right and implemented with buy-in from the entire team, you can't help but get to your objectives. You can't help but win. There are only 7 weeks left in 2021. And a bunch of those days, you and I both know, are holidays, and there's going to be time for you to spend specific time with your friends and your family. There are also going to be plenty of days between now and the end of the year to focus on business and meet your objectives. If you plan your time, work your plan, and spend your time wisely. Based on those 40 plus years of building my career and loving my family, my recommendation for you for the rest of 2021 is that you prioritize your time with your family over the next 7 weeks. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, make a decision now and plan time on your calendar. Which days are going to be work days and which days are going to be family days? Hey, pardon the interruption, but I got something for you that I really wanted to share with you today. You see, if you're not a part of our regular email system, you can get there real quick. And on top of that, we're going to give you a free audio on marketing and prospecting. So please go to www.morrissims.com/free audio and get your free audio today. And now let's get back to the show.
So on work days you work and on family days you focus on family. And you don't work. So you put that plan, put it on your calendar, and then do your best to stick with it. We know that things change from time to time, but you still have to make a commitment here and then work hard to stick with that commitment. Business-wise, you'll focus on business during those work days, and you'll do your best to turn it off during the family days. You can't focus on two things at one time. You've heard me say it before. You just can't do it. Brain don't work that way. Quality time. I hear that from time to time. Well, Morris, I don't get to spend a lot of quantity, but I spend quality time with the family. Absolutely fantastic. That's great. Best thing I've ever heard. Just make sure that you remember that quantity matters just as much. If you have a quality 10 minutes, that's not like having a quality day, okay? So have a significant quantity of quality family time and quality business time. Because come January 1st, 2022, you're not going to regret spending time based on your plan when you've got time set aside for both your family and your business. I got to tell you, I just did this for myself. I've thought about it for years and I've preached it. I'll be honest with you here. I'm coming clean. I've preached it, but I haven't really done it very well. So this year, I'm going to do it. I've got it. It's on my calendar. I know which days are family days. I am going to turn off the phone. In fact, I may even put it in a drawer somewhere. But on those family days, I'm not going to turn on the computer. I'm going to focus on my family, and we'll see how good I do. But I'm going to do my best to implement this recommendation, and I suggest that you do the same. Now, we've talked enough about how to maximize your business time during the last half of the fourth quarter. I hope that you have that plan worked out and you're implementing that plan. We've been talking about it for the past couple of weeks. Today, let's take a few minutes to look at your plan for 2022. Yep. Now's time to set aside a day and spend it planning your business for 2022. Your business deserves a day of your time to figure out what's most important for you to do to meet your objectives, to get what you want out of this deal. Because that's why we're in business. We're here to get what we've set aside as the most important things in our lives to get to where we want to go, to be what we want to be, to do, be, and have, right? So it's worth a day to sit down and say, okay, here's really where I want to go, and here's how I'm going to get there. I just did an email about this last week, and I hope that's of some use to you. And there's going to be a free checklist on morrissims.com as soon as I actually make the change on the website and put it up there. But it'll be there soon. There'll be a button on the homepage. You click on that, and you can get that checklist. It's absolutely free. Nothing there for you to do other than just download it, okay? And if you'd like to get some more free stuff like that and some other tools to help you in your business, then go to morrissims.com/freeaudio, all one word, F-R-E-E-A-U-D-I-O, and sign up for our email newsletter. You can turn it off whenever you want to if you should ever decide you want to unsubscribe. This is our way of staying in touch and learn more about what you want and what your biggest concerns might be and what we might be able to do to be of service to you. So please go to morrissims.com/freeaudio. Sign up for our email newsletter. You're going to get a free audio on marketing and prospecting, and we want to hear from you. Okay, so please get our emails, reply, and talk to us about what's important to you and where you want to go so that we can try our best to give you things that are going to help you get there, okay? Now, let's move on to your annual planning day, okay? Too many times, annual planning becomes a time for you to create some numbers to share with your manager so that they may have what they need to be able to communicate their objectives, and it becomes more important to do it for them and what they want than it is to do it for you. This annual plan, the one we're going to talk about, the one you're going to go do, it's all about you and getting what you want. Now, I hear people tell me all the time, look, Morris, I get it. Planning is what all the business school books say that you need to do. I just don't have time. I got to make more sales. And you said it yourself. We only got 7 weeks left. Leave me alone. I got to go to work. Right on. So there are things that you can and you plan to do and you should do to impact your results for 2021 between now and the end of the year. There really is time to have a significant impact. My friend, you can't make up for an entire year of sales in 7 weeks. So be realistic about your expectations. Work hard, get out there and go get it. You can do it and you can have a significant impact on your results. But in doing so, you can also be smart about running your business and take one day out of those 49 days that are left in 2021 and use that time to plan 2022 so that you can make sure you start the year running at top speed with clarity around where you want to go. Here's how you set up and conduct an annual planning day for your business, okay? Just take a day. I don't care if it's on the weekend. I don't care if it's in the middle of the week. Just whenever you can set it aside on your calendar, set aside a day. You may not use the whole thing. You may only use a few hours, but I promise you it's going to take several hours. This isn't something you can do over lunch, okay? It's going to take a while. So first of all, number one, first thing, schedule a whole day. It's best if you can get away from home and office for that day, okay? Go somewhere. If you have a management team in your operation that you depend on, take them with you. Rent a meeting room at a local hotel or go somewhere out of town overnight. Get away from your family and work for one business day. Not that you don't want to do business and not that you want to get away from your family, but you just need a place and a time where you can think on purpose, where you can focus. So, next thing, the night before your annual plan day, enjoy yourself. And if you have a team that you work with, take everyone to dinner together. Enjoy each other's company. You're building a positive business relationship, which is vitally important to you and your team, and it's vitally important to everybody buying into where you want to go and what you want to do. Good leadership. Build that relationship. Take them to dinner. Come on. And I'm not talking about Wendy's and McDonald's and Whataburger here. Go out for a really nice meal and enjoy each other's company and enjoy what you do together and learn more about each other. Then the next morning on your annual planning day, let's hope you haven't had too much fun the night before, right? On your annual planning day, focus, eliminate distractions, start early and stay away from the day-to-day stuff. You're going to be tempted to check email and take care of a few things before the meeting starts, but look, don't fall into that trap. Put on your do not disturb stuff. Put on your I'm out. Leave me an email. I'll get back to you when I come in. Do the things that you need to do to be able to focus. Don't fall into that trap of starting your meeting at 10 o'clock so that you can go out and do business and then go to your meeting. Well, why not, Maurice? That sounds like a smart thing to do. Well, yeah, it sounds that way, doesn't it? You're focusing your thinking on the plan for 2022. If you muddle up your brain with all the distractions of the day and you do that from when you get up till 10 o'clock and then you try and change gears and get ready to go out and do a full, well-planned planning day for 2022, it's gonna be tough. You're going to have a tough time focusing on planning 2022, or worse yet, it's going to create a stifling effect on your planning, and specifically if you have a team, it's going to create a stifling effect on your team. Here are the order of topics that you and your team need to discuss in this annual planning day, okay? You might even assign a team member to lead conversations about the certain parts of these topics that are their responsibilities. So include your team as best you can and engage them in the process. Let them feel a part of this because they are. They're a vital part of this whole thing, and you need them to feel that they are a part of this. They're not just worker bees here. They're part of the team that's going to make this happen. So five topics we're going to talk about are five sections we're going to go through. You ready? Section number one, where are we right now? What do the numbers show? All businesses have numbers to monitor and measure. What do your numbers show? Now, are we measuring and monitoring the right numbers? In other words, you know what they say, you can make data say anything you want it to say. You can manipulate the numbers however you want them to go. You want to make sure you're monitoring and measuring the right numbers. Section two, where do we want to be at the end of next year, at the end of 2022, where do we want to be? Why is it important that we meet those objectives? That's a critical question. And finally, how are we serving the community by meeting those objectives? Section three, how are we going to get there? We want to go from A to Q. How are we going to get from A to Q? That's called strategy. Choose two strategies that you will focus on. Not 10, not 5, not 3. Choose two strategies for your team to focus on for 2022. Section four, build a strategic action plan for each strategy. This gets down to who is going to do what, when will they do it, and how are they going to go about doing what they need to do. Section five is implementation. How do we implement the plan, monitor progress, and follow up and provide support to the team as we all go through this process of implementing our strategic action plan? Got it? Five sections. Here we go. Section number one, let's get into the detail. Evaluate your first 10 months and extrapolate where you realistically expect to be at the end of the year. Several questions for you. You ready? Are you looking at the proper metrics? Are you looking at the ones that really tell you where your business is and where you want it to be? Are there some metrics in here that you really don't need? They're nice, but not necessary. You know, I mean, who cares how many times this, that, or the other might happen if it has no impact on getting to the results that you want? So make sure you're not wasting time getting paralyzed by analysis, or analysis by paralysis, right? Or paralysis by analysis? I don't know. Anyway, make sure you're not spending time worrying about numbers that are not important to your results. So are they more of a distraction rather than something that tells you about the health of your business? Because that's what numbers do. They tell you how healthy your business is and where you're going, and allow you then to diagnose a prescription for whatever you need to do to help your business get better. Okay? Just like a doctor. Decide what your scorecard needs to be going forward based on what you learned from your evaluation of the year. What am I talking about? Look at those numbers, decide for sure what are the metrics that you've got to measure. And I want to say, you know, choose 2, 4, 5 metrics, 5 different numbers, maybe 3. The fewest number of numbers, the fewest types of things for you to monitor, fewest metrics for you to look at on a regular basis that are going to tell you what you need to know about your business. If we're selling financial services, for example, how much you sell of an individual product is something that's important to the company and important to your management team probably, but it probably doesn't make any difference to you when you're focused on gross revenue, right? So this is about you. If you're focused on gross revenue, focus on gross revenue. Don't worry about how much you make selling variable universal life compared to term. Doesn't matter. It all goes into gross revenue, right? How you do this or what metrics you measure are what's important here in this section. So what are you measuring, and is it the right thing? So decide what your scorecard needs to be. Those 3 or 4 things that you're going to look at every week, every day, every month, regularly, and they're going to tell you whether or not your business is healthy, okay? Decide what your scorecard needs to be, create it, and put it in play for 2022. Section number 2, as a team, even if it's just you, spend some time thinking on purpose about where you want to be at the end of 2022. Now, here we're talking about your vision. You're the leader, and the leader's vision is going to develop into a clear picture of the future if you're a good leader, okay? That's the big deal. You can't share a muddy picture. You've got to have a very clear picture of where you want your business to go, and that's the leader's vision. So where do you want to go? Paint the picture. Where do you want to go? Paint the picture. Paint the picture. It should be as clear as it can possibly be. Share it with your team. If it's just you, hey, make sure you're really clear with it, and share it with people that you love and care about. Share it with your spouse. Share it with somebody else that's important and close to you, so that you can get that process of sharing it taking place. When you share something like that, like a vision, it helps you to solidify the vision in your own mind. So create your vision, make it really clear, and share it with someone else. Then if you have a team, listen to your team, or whoever you're talking with. Listen to your team, your mentor, your spouse. Listen to your team and adjust your vision based on their input. You'll be surprised what you can learn when you open up both ears and close that one mouth for a little bit and listen to what other people have to share with you. End this discussion with your team or yourself with that clear shared vision for what the end of 2022 is going to look like. Now, stretch. Stretch your goals, stretch your objectives, but let's not be outrageous, right? Realistic objectives are where you need to be, but not a gimme shot either. Shouldn't be, you know, shooting a basket that's only 5 feet off the ground. Let's make sure it's not a gimme, but a realistic objective that's going to stretch the team to get where you want to be. Now, here's probably one of the most important questions that you have to answer during this whole process in section 2. Why? Why do you want to reach those objectives? You've set some specific objectives, you got a clear picture, but why is it important to you? Why does it matter? Why is it important to the world? But more importantly, why is it important to you? Does this vision rest in your heart as well as your head? Why are you in this business? Why do you want to achieve your vision for 2022? That why needs to be wrapped in passion and fueled with emotion. So take time here to really think on purpose. Dig deep to find your why. This is not a surface answer. This is not an off-the-cuff kind of, well, of course, I want to do this because I want to take care of my family. Yeah, we all want to take care of our family, but dig deeper than that. Why is it important that you take care of your family? What is it that stirs your heart about your family, if that's your case? Find out what it is that can be, or that is already wrapped in passion and fueled with emotion that's going to be your why for 2022. That's going to make Section 2 the most important time that you have during this whole annual planning process. Section 3, how are you going to get to where you want to be? Now we're talking about strategies. One strategy is probably going to be to continue doing what you're doing and become more effective and efficient in doing it. Unless you have a large pile of capital buried in the backyard, you still are going to have to make sales to pay the bills, right? And you do that while you're planning and preparing to become outrageously rich and meet all of your objectives and outkick the coverage, right? So what is your strategy for growing your business? How are you going to reach your higher objectives? We know if we all keep doing what we've always been doing, we're going to get the same results, right? So what's your strategy for growing your business? Two strategies in addition to maximizing your existing business, right? Maybe one, maybe two, but not 5, 10, or 20. We can only focus on one thing at a time. Pick two strategies and work on them. Now, that's in addition to continuing to do your business. So that's a lot, y'all. That's a whole lot. You can focus on two strategies because you can do that one at a time. If you have 5 or 10 strategies, you're constantly jumping from one to the other and you'll never have time or attention to really focus and work deeply to generate growth in any of those strategies. You're just going to be on the surface all the way around. As my friend Randy Marshall says, more like a swamp instead of a river that cuts deep. The key to business success is focus. According to leading industry periodicals and research, focus is the key to success. More than two, okay, maybe three, but certainly more than two or three strategies, and you're not going to be growing your business. In fact, if you have 3 or more strategies, you might be sabotaging your business. So make sure that whatever you choose here, you choose to allow yourself to focus. Section 4. Now you know where you want to go in 2022, why it's important to get there, and your strategy tells you how you plan to make it happen. What do you do first? What do you do first? You got to get up and go do something. What are you going to do first? Is that really the most important thing to do first? Who does that? Who does what? Who does what in the whole plan, and who does it next? And what is next? Well, these answers come from your strategic action plan. You need a plan for each strategy, a strategic action plan. It's got to include at least the following 4 sections, okay? 4 sections: marketing and prospecting, sales process, administration, and implementation. What am I talking about? Marketing and prospecting. What are you going to do to be visible and attract people to you and your business? That's marketing. Social media. How are you going to use it? How often? What are you going to put on there? Who's going to do it? When are they going to do it? Where does your prospect go on social media? That's where you need to go. Go where your prospects are and engage with them on social. Certainly not all day. I mean, you spend all day on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and I promise you, you're not going to make one sale. You're going to have a great time and you're going to get some engaging conversations going, but you're not going to make any sales, all right? So use social media as a tool to get what you need, but it's not where you spend hours and hours and hours of time. Make sure you're in compliance with all your compliance requirements as well, right? Advertisements, same thing. Where are you going to advertise? You're going to advertise where your prospects are. Where your prospects are. If you do a lot of business with the local college and maybe you're working with the students at the vet school, maybe you need to advertise in their football program. Maybe you need to advertise at the vet school's alumni meeting. Find the right place for you. Proactively reach out to prospects. That's called prospecting, right? And finally, marketing and prospecting, 3 lists. I really believe this is important. 3 lists. A list of people that you are currently in process with. These are folks that you have in the sales process at some point in time. You need a list of all those people so you don't drop anything, you know, in between the cracks. You need a list of all the people that you know that you haven't called on yet. all the people that you know that for whatever reason, I don't care what the reason is, doesn't matter. You know them, but you haven't had that business conversation yet. Put them on a list. And finally, a list of the people that you want to know, but you don't know yet. People you want to know, but you don't know yet. And then figure out ways to meet them and ask people to introduce you to them, because you know 6 degrees of separation really is true. Somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows the person you want to meet. You can meet them. You can make it happen. So 3 lists. In process, people you know but you haven't talked to yet about business, and people that you want to know but you don't know yet. Work those 3 lists in 2022. The sales process. Review it for each strategy and make sure you know what it is, and then have it down cold. Know your sales process really, really well. 3 is administration. How are you going to get it all done? How are you going to get it all done? What are you going to do, and who's going to do what? Implementation comes back to, that's 4, when do you start and who does what? That's what implementation is all about. And how are you going to follow up and hold yourself accountable for doing what you need to do? Your strategic action plan is the basis for how you manage yourself and your team for the rest of the year for 2022. Your strategic action plan becomes the outline for your monthly meeting where you're going to plan the coming month. We call it creatively, and a real creative name here for you. We call it monthly plan. Your monthly plan, it drives the actions that are needed during the coming weeks so that you can implement your plan for the month. Now, that plan comes from your annual plan, right? From your strategic action plan. And thus, you've got your weekly plan. Your weekly plan generates the plan for each day of the week that you set up during the weekend before the week starts. So your strategic action plan really is the basis for getting what you want, for meeting your objectives for 2022. That's 4. 5 is implementation. This is where you get your team, or hey, maybe it's just you. So you're going to have to make a commitment here. But if you have a team, you want to get your whole team on board with the vision and the plan. Then you get their buy-in to do what they've been asked to do to implement the strategic action plan. Implementation must drill down to day-to-day activity, day-to-day action plans, day-to-day activity, things that you and your team have total and complete control over. So my daily activity plan doesn't say make 2 sales. It says make 2 contacts to people that I might be able to make a sale to sometime in the future. Nobody on the team should ever come to work and wonder, well, okay, gee, what am I supposed to do today? What's most important for me to do today? Everyone on the team should have a daily plan because it's driven by that weekly plan. And that comes from the monthly plan that's generated from the annual strategic action plan. And that's based solely and completely on you reaching your business objectives and getting what you want. So that's really how it all comes back to the beginning, folks. That's how all of this really comes back around to you getting what you want for yourself, your family, and your business. This is how you implement and get it done. All right? You got to do the annual plan. You got to do the monthly plan. When you do it, it makes all the difference in the world. Look, I got to tell you, I've been facilitating annual and monthly planning meetings for my business and for others for over 40 years. And if there's one thing I know for sure, when this process is done right and implemented with buy-in from the team, you just can't help but win. I'm wishing you the very best for 2021. And then again, when you implement this plan in 2022, and by the way, if you have any questions or concerns or you need some help walking through how to make this work for you and your team, I'd love to chat with you about it. I would love to. Give me an email. Drop me an email. Morris@morrissims.com or sims.rm2017@gmail.com. Please drop me an email or send me a LinkedIn direct message. But I'd love to chat with you about it if you'd like to talk further about how a business plan like this can help you meet your goals and your objectives. best wishes for the coming week. Get out there and make it a great week. Have a wonderful time. Enjoy your life and enjoy your family during these holidays. I'm rooting for you. I'm in your corner. Have a great time. Best wishes. I'll see you next time. I'm Morris Sims.